Hello and welcome to Tech Podcast This Week. I'm Brad Gibson.
And I'm Jan Bradley.
TTW is a compendium of news, announcements, and events from shows that are members of the techpodcast.com network.
This week on Chuck Chat Technorama, Chuck and Craig discuss 10 things you can do with your old computers. That old hardware in your basement may still have some value as a learning aid, sold for parts, or donated to a charitable organization. Find out more by listening to Chuck Chat Technorama at www.chuckchat.com.
This week, John Iasulo, host of the Computer Outlook, will be interviewing the following guests: Alfred Poor of the Personal Computer Show, co-host Tony Fraser, Tim Berkwin of Podcast and Portable Media Expo, John Narr of Olympus America, and Suzanne Caballero from Lower Pro. The Computer Outlook broadcast daily from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. The show can be accessed by going to computeroutlook.com and clicking on the Listen Live button in the top left-hand corner of the home page. The show also airs on 83 affiliate stations across the U.S. Please join John in the live chat room or email him during the show at live@computeroutlook.com. The Computer Outlook brings you what's new, what's best, what's next in the computer and IT industry in everyday, plain old English.
The Mike Tech Show discusses cool sites, software, tips and tricks that will make you more productive at home and work. This week, Mike talks about how to back up your DVD movies using free software. He discusses how to use DVD Decryptor, DVD Shrink, and Daemon Tools. You can check out the show at www.miketechshow.com.
The Typical PC User Podcast is very proud to be one of the latest additions to the Tech Podcast Network. On Wednesday's podcast, Victor will be covering setting up additional users on Windows XP Home Edition. This will include descriptions of the different types of accounts that can be established on your computer, creating new accounts, making changes to existing accounts, and removing accounts. Lastly, we will cover how to add and pick good, strong passwords for your login accounts, how to set up limited accounts, and how to change your login image. Please register for the podcast at typicalpcuser.com, or just come by the site and see what's new. The Typical PC User Podcast is a podcast geared towards the novice PC user and provides basic information, how-tos, and tutorials in order to help the typical PC user navigate through the sometimes turbulent waters of computer usage. Typical PC User. Help for the rest of us.
Fox Show number 12 will be reviewing Microsoft's newly released roadmap for Visual Fox Pro 9.0 and beyond, and discuss what it means to you and your future development plans. That's on Fox Show, available from Andrew McNeil at Axel.com. This week in Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook. Too often, high-tech workers speed through their work, never noticing the small things they leave behind. Often in the heat of a meeting or consulting call, they promise many things, but do they remember to deliver? Even more importantly, how many opportunities to help their clients and their career have been lost? If you want to build your high-tech career, you need to become better at capturing these opportunities and using them to improve your relationship with your clients.
There's nothing new at Slashdot.review. But wait, almost everything is new at Slashdot.review. It's a daily summary of recent items on Slashdot, the scan of record in technology, business, and politics. New this week, a 5-question click-through Slashdot.review program survey. We've been able to return to an open MP3 full bandwidth distribution on the main feed, and despite some hiccups the past week, offer BitTorrent downloads as well. What's not new at Slashdot.review is the dependable program format, with news items, shoutouts, and a single music track from a GarageBand.com artist. Slashdot.review is posted 6 days per week and is also streamed on techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Christiane Stout at the Home Network Help.info podcast gives more information about the June 11th special interactive live event. He has confirmed that Citrix Online will be sponsoring his site and podcast for the summer, and during that time, he will be having live, interactive events using the GoToMeeting software. The first show will cover two topics, with the first one being removing spyware/malware in 4 simple steps and keeping it off your computer without having to spend any money. Christiane will show you the simple way to do it that doesn't take hours and keeps the computers at his job and home spyware-free. The second topic will be another of his very popular multi-part series. Over 3 live events, he will cover how to install, secure, and manage your first Linux server. This server can be used for anything like a file server, web, FTP, media center, etc. There will be information for all levels of computer experienced people and little tricks and tips to get you up and running quickly and securely. There will be 2 more live events in the upcoming months with topics yet to be decided. So go to homenetworkhelp.info and register for the limited seating event. Also, don't forget to email Christiane with your suggestion on topics you would like to see covered live.
And finally, TechPodcast.com has announced that the network reached 100,000 podcast listeners in April 2005. In addition, Tech Podcast Network recorded over 167,000 podcast downloads in the same period. This network continues to grow, with 16 shows reporting in April. There will be over 40 shows in May. Since its inception in January of 2005, TechPodcast.com has been working to develop a highly accurate picture of reporting the network audience size. Utilizing a proprietary log analysis tool developed within the membership guarantees that listener totals are verifiable and credible. TechPodcast.com has built and is improving audience size statistics that will give the community and companies an accurate gauge of our market penetration. With the announcement that Apple has its eye on the podcast community, and with the iTunes Media Player being adopted to fully support podcasting under a single software application, this should be an indicator to companies wanting to market on podcasts that this is the fastest-growing audio distribution medium on the Internet. TechPodcast.com has taken great care and has chosen to only announce what it can absolutely verify. For a white paper on the process we use to measure our totals, email tech@techpodcast.com. It should be recognized that the Tech Podcast Network has several members that have standard audio streams, and adding those totals to our reporting numbers would have resulted in an additional 400,000 downloads and an unknown number of unique listeners. Find more information about the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com and see why, with this network of audio shows, if it's tech, it's here.